The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Central Forensic Science Laboratory, MHA, Government of India seeks applications for the upper division clerk position, a Group C non-gazetted post on deputation basis with a level 4 pay scale. Eligible candidates from the central or state government should either hold an equivalent post or have 8 years in level 2. The age limit is not exceeding 56 years. The deputation period is typically 3 years, including any prior deputation. Interested candidates must submit their names and necessary documents to the director within 8 weeks from the advertisement's date. For details, kindly refer to the website, that is at https://fsl.delhi.gov.in. The Defence Geoinformatics Research Establishment, DGRE, in Chandigarh is conducting walk-in interviews for the position of Junior Research Fellow, JRF, on 6th and 7th May 2025. Interested candidates with the required educational qualifications are invited to apply for various JRF positions, offering a stipend along with HRA. Positions are available for candidates with backgrounds in computer science, environmental science, physics, and related fields. Desirable skills include numerical modeling, code experience, and exposure to remote sensing techniques and software. All applicants must bring a duly filled application form, biodata, self-attested copies of relevant documents, and a recent passport size photograph. Please ensure you have no objection certificate if currently employed in a government or public sector. For further details, including eligibility criteria and application forms, kindly visit www.drdo.gov.in. The Government of India, through the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, is inviting applications for the position of Senior Administrative Officer in the Directorate of Plant Protection, Quarantine and Storage, Faridabad. This opportunity is available on a deputation basis for qualified candidates in the General Central Service Group A gazetted non-ministerial category. Applications must be submitted through proper channels and should include necessary documents, with the last date for receipt of applications being 60 days from the advertisement's publication. Full details, including eligibility requirements and application procedures, can be found on the official website of the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare at https://www.agricoop.nic.in. The Central Consumer Protection Authority is seeking applications for various posts including Secretary, Joint Director Legal, Deputy Commissioner and more, all on deputation basis. The deadline for online applications has been extended to 30 days from the publication date of this advertisement. Candidates can further find details on the department's consumer affairs website, that is at https://www.consumeraffairs.nic.in. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution is inviting applications for the post of a Deputy Director, Technical Position, categorized as General Central Service Group A gazetted, non-ministerial role in Level 11 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible officers are required to submit their applications through the proper channel alongside necessary documentations as detailed on the department's website. It's important to note that applications will only be accepted from officers who can be spared immediately in the event of selection, and unemployed or private candidates are not eligible to apply. For details, kindly visit the official website at www.dfpd.nic.in. The Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, an autonomous institute under the Department of Atomic Energy, is inviting applications for the position of Administrative Officer C. This role has specific reservations for various categories and applications will only be accepted online. Candidates who qualify for age relaxations according to Government of India rules are encouraged to apply. For further details on these opportunities, candidates are invited to visit the respective organization's website, that is at https://www.tifr.res.in/positions. The Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, Government of India, is seeking applications for the position of Deputy Director, Stakeholders Awareness and Outreach on deputation absorption basis. This Level 11 role offers a salary between 67,700 to 2,08,700 as per the 7th CPC and is open to eligible personnel from central and state governments, PSUs and autonomous bodies. Interested candidates can find detailed information and the application format on the WDRA website. Applications must be submitted to the Assistant Director Human Resource in New Delhi within 45 days of this advertisement's publication in the Employment News. For updates, kindly visit the website, that is at www.wdra.gov.in. The Delhi Tourism and Transportation Development Corporation is inviting applications from eligible candidates for several key positions. The roles include Financial Controller, one post at Level 13, available for both deputation and direct recruitment, and Deputy Manager Finance Engineering, two posts, and Deputy Manager IT, one post in Level 10, both for direct recruitment and an assistant manager, public relations position in level 7 is open for deputation, also with an upper age limit of 56 years. Interested applicants should submit their applications in hard copy and via email by the deadline of 29th May 2025. For details of this advertisement, kindly refer to the website, that is at www.delhitourism.gov.in. The Government of India's Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways is seeking a deputy chairperson for the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority. This autonomous body is offering a competitive pay scale ranging from 1,80,000 to 3,20,000. Eligible officers from All India Services, Central Services or Union Territory Administrations with a minimum of 9 years of regular service in Group A posts are encouraged to apply. The appointment will be made by the central government on deputation basis for 5 years. Applications must be submitted through the online application portal by 17th May 2025. For details, kindly refer to the official website, that is at www.shipmin.gov. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.